Let's solve
the first four. Let's read this together. First four. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. I want to focus and highlight on the main clause of this verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley. I want to talk to you from my message. Yea, though I walk through. And so you guys know, understand this. Just thought all these, what I've said this before, and I've said this time and time again. I'm not saying it's not nearly impossible, but the chances are least likely the devil can't hit a moving target. If you stand still, you got a better chance of targeting. But if you're moving and you're going through, you are going through not just anything, you're going through the process that God already unveiled. Matter of fact, He already preordained you going through. But whatever you think you're going through, and listen, going through is not easy.
Okay.
Certainly is not.
Okay.
But standing still is not easy. I'm not going to and just letting you beat up on me.
Amen.
But if I bob and I'm weaving, there's a slight chance that I can defeat what's coming at me, right?
Yes.
But I'm going to go through. And going through, sometimes that address is uncertainty. Going through. The address of going through is where depression is.
Yeah.
Uncertainty, lack, problem, stress, struggle, because you're going through.
Yes.
But if you keep going through, you can't stay where you are. Because you're going through. Yea, though I walk through. You notice that the writer, I believe it was David, he says, I. In other words, sometimes you got to fight your own battle. Because he said, I. I meaning you by yourself. Oftentimes, even though you are part of a team, sometimes you got to go be your own train. Look at this now. If we all on the same team and we're working out, just because we're together, I still got to go through it. Ah, you get what I'm saying? I got to still go through the training. Even though you with me, I still got to go through it. Even though you encouraging me, I still got to go through it. And the Lord says, I look what it says. He says, first of all, he says, He leads me. So if he's leading me, that means he's got me.
Amen.
Because if you're leading me, that means you already went through before I got here. It just makes sense. Think about it now. If somebody's leading me, that means they already experienced what I'm about to go through.
Amen.
And so if the Lord already then what he does is take you alongside him. He buffers a lot of the things. What he'll do is, though, he'll let you and I experience some things.
Amen.
Because this work has to be tested and tried.
Amen.
So, what he'll do, he says, I want you to go through because I already did it. You ever seen the this poster where it says footprints and you see the footprints of the Lord? It's not ours, it's his. He's carrying us through. He says, do you mind taking a bit of the arrows? Because I already know I fought the fight, and it's a good one. Oh, man, oh God Almighty. Man, look, let me try here. Let's go to Philippians 4:13. I've been trying to teach, but y'all got me preaching here. Because, you know, what happens is sometimes you can tell when you need motivation.
Yes, Lord.
Even though the coach can tell you, you
you still got to go through it. Name, even though they're to the ring to get rich, they're still telling you and giving you some tips, letting you know where the opponent weakness is. But you still got to go through. You still have to. You cannot get around not going through. You can't avoid this. You got to go through certain things. Let me tell you something. In order for you to get certain rewards, you got to go through it.
Yes.
You know, no, man. No. You praise him. And don't be, no, we're not going to be restraining here. This is not a ministry where we got to be silent. No worries, your spirit is bearing witness. Because the thing is, when we are going through, we feel alone. But we're not. What he says, I, he took ownership of it. But what we forget was AM goes behind I. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, I'm playing with the dick. With the language, because as I am through the valley, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, he said, it ain't real. It's just a shadow.
Oh.
God Almighty. It ain't the real deal. Understand this. Going through the valley, it ain't easy. Because if you are tired and exhausted, that valley could be miles before you get to your destination. Meanwhile, the people on the mountain looking down at you while you're going through the valley. God Almighty. But while you're going through, they don't know is that you are already, God already made a way for you to come up that ladder just like they got there. But you got to go through to get up there. God Almighty. What I'm trying to tell you is that going through the valley is as an entrance or a portal for you to go to your mountaintop. Man, oh man. See, people get twisted. They think because they're on a mountain, they high and mighty. But there's a path for them too. The same way they got up is the same way there's an interest for them to come down. Oh, shucks, man. Let us go to Philippians 4:19. Am I ministering or what? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure the chemistry is working because I ain't finished putting no season on the salt. All right, let's go to Philippians 4:19. Let's read this together. I said 13? No, we're going to 19. 13, I was thinking about something else. No. You're right. It's First Lady 13. Praise God. You're right. That's where I want to go. Thank you for helping me. Let us read this together. I can do all things. Oh, okay. Let's read this together here. Let's read this together. Let's make sure. I don't care what version you got. Come on, let's start this together. Things through Christ, me. You notice it starts off saying I and it ends with me. But in the middle, who's in the middle? Christ. So in other words, you telling me, Lord, you're gonna have me start this race, but you're telling me not to go. You're telling me to run. Are you telling me to run or walk? Walk through. Don't run. In other words, just because you run don't mean it's going to speed up the time. Because if you run, you could get weary in your valley experience. It's a reason to look at the verbiage here. He says walk, which means pace yourself. Don't go too fast because you're going to need the energy in the middle. But in the middle, Christ is right there. Because he says, God, man, let me go ahead. I can do all. Did he say some?
Oh.
That would be hopeless for me to say, you all right, brother? Amen. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens who? He says, who strengthens me? Through. Oh, okay, Christ, that means you already went there. That means I have to just start the race. That's all you're saying. Just start it. Don't run, just walk. Just walk. Pace yourself. I'm going to meet you there. God Almighty. What he's saying is, I already did it. I don't know if you know, your Jesus is not no wimp. His name is Savior. How do you think he got the name Savior? Because he went through something before. what he went through, you and I couldn't bear it. Because he already paid the price. He already took the shots. And so when he rose, he says, I already know what this feels like. Just come on. I went through this valley before.
Gosh. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus had a couple experiences now. He went through valley experiences, but he also went to the mountain to pray. Don't just go to the mountain looking down on people. When you get there, you got to still pray.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't careful, you'll be right back down in your valley. But who led him to the mountain in the wilderness? The Bible tells me in Luke 4, Matthew 4, in fact, Matthew 4, in Luke 4, it says, the Spirit of the Lord led me to fast 40 days, 40 nights. And when he went to the wilderness, don't think he was in a valley. He was on a mountain. Shucks, man. If he's telling us that he was even led, who are we to say we shouldn't be led? Well, okay, listen. The thing is, oftentimes, we make bad choices, no question, as human beings. But in those bad choices, you don't even realize you were led to doing that. You know why? So he could get the glory. Not that he wants you to fail, but he wants you to let you know your fragile self, you can't maximize what I can do next. I'm letting you come in. Look. All, if anybody have made any mistakes, and I believe everybody in here has, and you're going to make some more. But in those experiences, he's going to show you who he is. He says, I can do all things. This is Paul talking now. This is the one who was locked up in jail for preaching the gospel. This is the one who was beings. Matter of fact, Paul says, I was hungry and I was full. In other words, I had some uncertainties and I had the overflow. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I like this here. It started off with I and it ended off with me. In other words, you and I, we have to start it and we got to finish it. Even though we're doing it through him. You can't stop in the middle of a race and tell me you won. Just because you took off quicker than I did. Now, see, this people, that's crazy because people think because you take off faster, you're going to get there quicker. What's going to happen is for some people who took off before you, thinking they got a head start, you walking, but by the time you get to your middle ground, they can't finish because they wasted that. They don't have the oil. But you, when you get there, you still was able to finish even though you started off at a slow pace. For those of you, people get married faster than I am. So? But ask them, are they still married? Oh, God Almighty. Because they rushed it. That's what they did. But you paced it. Man, y'all better get out of my way. Well, y'all rushing mentality because you got some people, we just want to have this microwave mentality. We want that thing to go quick. Speed it up. But I want to go through the oven where I can get processed better. The food is tasty. Taste and see, of God Almighty, that the Lord is good. Where you want to go, Pastor? I think I want 43. Let me go to Isaiah 43. Man, God, he's awesome. I get it, though. Sometimes before you get to the situation, you see, you'll be like, do I got to go through this? Yes, you do. Because you can't get the rewards if you don't go through. Going through gives you a license and a permission to say you qualified. You can't get to 12th grade unless you go through the first and second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you're smart enough and you're quick enough, God can do things supernaturally and you can cross 10 to 12, but you still had to go through some things, some grades to get. Like now we just had this discussion. I'm like, it happened in such a quick time, but I couldn't stand here before you if I didn't go through certain things. I had to be tested and tried, even though I didn't want to. But the Lord says, if you don't go through, I can't rise and shine in your life. And I know some people going through uncertainties in their life, and it becomes questionable. Why do I got to go through? You start asking more questions. But God says, I got answers, but I can't give it to you yet. Just go through. I'm giving you instructions right now. Just go through the process. Don't try to hurry up. Don't try to fast pace it. Just pace yourself. Walk through the valley. It's a shadow. It's not real death. It's just a shadow of it. Allie, my God, through it. We're such in a hurry. Go through the process. Because you don't know what the end thereof is going to be. But you got to start it somewhere. Oh, man, let's go to Isaiah 43, 43, 43, 43. Let me go to verse 2. Y'all want to read with me? Let's read this together. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Come on. Come on.
Thank you.
Okay, let me read this now. Mama, because just in case the Zoom can't hear, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through, common denominator in verse 2, through. Jesus, here. Look at this. Look at this. How many times he said through? One. Pass through waters. That's one. And through the rivers, that's two. And through the fire, that's three. If I could equate that to something, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In other words, he's saying, I got you all covered. Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, hold on, hold on. Philippians just talked about Christ. This chapter don't say nothing about who. But we can imagine who's with us. It ain't just Christ here. Because in Isaiah, Christ wasn't even around. Jesus, come on, man. Here. You got to remember, this is the Old Testament, it hasn't fully manifested yet. It was the Father and the Holy Spirit, but he was there. But in verse 2, all three of them was working. In other words, we all three coming into agreement, which you got to go through. In other words, he's saying this: when I pass through the waters, I will be with you. Y'all forget about the children of Israel. You remember when they got to a place there was nowhere for them to go, and when they turned back, their enemies was chasing them, and they got fearful for a moment. God told Moses, "Take the rod that I gave you, boy." He says, "Go ahead and split it." Oh, God Almighty. The Bible says they walked through dry ground. I don't know what y'all understand because it did not overtake them. They walked through a Red Sea, a sea. My God Almighty, not a pool, not a beach, a sea. And they walked. Till they got to the fifth, it was he knew the Egyptians together because I'm gonna let all your enemies drown up in that so you don't ever see them another day in your life. Not one of them. Who was it? Was it poverty? Not one of them. Was it lack? Not was it depression? Not one of them.
How fun.
No.
Because we always think the enemy is dealing with people. Sometimes your enemy can be financial. Oh, shucks, man. Sometimes your enemy can be depression. Sometimes your enemy can be frustration. Man, it ain't always people. Ain't always people. When you pass through the waters, or that through. It might start off 3 feet, sir, but then it can end up being six. After a while, it's 12. In other words, it's overtaking my height. But the Lord says, I'm with you. Just go through it. You will not be drowning in this. Anybody drowning in debt? The Lord says, just go through. Oh my God, because you're surely coming out. You are surely coming out with my mighty hand. You are coming. I'm speaking over you right now. If you got any sense, you would open up your hands and come into agreement. I said, you are coming out of debt. You're coming out. You're coming out. I said, you're coming out. Well, what the Lord is doing, He's want to make sure that your so-called friendships is not attached to your financial wealth. So what He got to do is that He has to drown them too. To make sure there's no attack. Because you got a lot of critters in your life.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why God can't financially bless you, because you're so given to certain people and they're trying to attach themselves. Let me tell you something about people. They can see financial prosperity on you.
Yeah.
So what they'll do, because they don't want to work for nothing, they're going to attach themselves to you. So the Lord says, what I'm going to do, I'm going to drown them. I got to drown them. I gotta drown them, because you don't have the discipline to tell them no, even family members. You don't have the discipline. You don't have the wherewithal to tell your loved ones no. You don't have it. So what he gotta do is say, I'm gonna keep you broke until you figure this out. Because I can't trust you with finances. And you'll be wondering, Lord, Lord, God, Lord, bless me with this. Lord, bless me. The Lord says, can I trust you? Can I? You're so given. You want to give. You want to give. What happens is you want to please people so much because you don't want to let nobody down. You don't want to ruffle feathers. So the Lord says, I'm going to keep you there until you figure this out. What happens when you beat a, when a bully keep beating up on? After a while, you're going to get tired of that bully. Time to fight back.
Yeah.
It's not that you know, yeah, we made some poor choices financially, and that's why we find ourselves in situations that we're in. And even the Lord leads you in that. But there are certain cases for some of you, the reason why the Lord can't give you certain things, because there's people in your life, they're critters, man. They're gonna try to attach themselves to you. The Lord says, I'm trying to put a barrier between them and you. We just keep saying yes.
Yeah.
The only person you ought to say yes to is the Him, the one that's going to provide for you, because I can do all things. Which strengthens me. You ain't strengthening yet because you ain't going through. Do you know lack is not God's friend? And if you and I are a friend of God, then why are we lacking? Because we ain't friend of God yet. We are befriending Him, but we ain't friend of Him yet. Oh, God Almighty. Let me get a little bit of this. Let me get a little bit. Let me get a little bit.
Well, that okay. Jesus, no more that. Hallelujah. That's freedom.
When I go through the waters, this is a form of baptism. Jesus. Let me tell you something about water. People don't realize water, you know, it's not an enemy. What it does, it washes you. Water cleanses you. Let's talk about fire. Fire purges you
Yeah.
to make sure you don't do the thing you used to do anymore. Jesus. I got to make sure that you're convinced that you got to know how to say no. No doesn't mean that you're selfish. No means that you're submitting to the authority of the Holy Spirit because he's governing your finances. We got so much to learn. We got so much to learn. Everybody in your circle is not your friend, even if it's your family members. Because people know when you got something on your life. They don't know totality, but they know when you got something on your life. So what they'll do, they'll stick with you. They know something about you. I got to stay close to you. Because they see something on. What the Lord is doing, as long as they stay in your life, you're going to be in the same status quo. Am I giving instructions or what? I told you you're getting instructions. Now, it's up to you whether you want to disobey the voice of God that's coming from me. Because you can't keep telling me you're dealing with crisis, but you ain't going through. Jesus. Oh, man. I see some people, they just standing right here. They ain't moved yet. It's see, physically, they're there. Spiritually, they're not right there. Spiritually, you in the middle. But some of your physical is still with them. So it's almost like you're confused here. It's like double-minded. You can't be in two places at one time, but yet you can when you're dealing with God because he's omnipresent. But in places that you got to be muscle, in case you don't know. All three parts must be in unison. You can't have the physical sense and your spirit is here. That means you are confused and you're in a confused state. Your mind, your body, and your soul need to be in unison. It needs to be one. It needs to be in unity. Like these three in here. I've been through the flood. I've been through the fire. Look, how many threes? Look, through. You notice the through is three parts? I'm teaching now. Give me my teaching ministry here, the Holy Spirit. When I pass through the waters, that's one. Through the rivers, two. Through the fire, three. Mind, body, and soul. All, look, you, if you're going through, all three need to be together. All three. You can't separate any of you. You got to be together, just like we need to be together. We all going through because we can't stay here. I'm going to say this again. I said it like we can't stay here. So we all got to go through this location to get to our next location. Just the same way when we was in Sandy Springs, we had to go through that to get here. It's amazing because this was the first location I was looking at before Sandy Springs. But I chose that one first, or rather he chose it for me. Then he says, oh, I know where you're looking at. It's going to come a time you're going to come in. Oh, God, the Lord is just speaking to me right now. He says, what you were doing, son, you was looking at your future, but I had to keep you in your present for a moment. This was the future because I was looking at it before I was looking at the other space. So what he'll do, Pastor, Reverend, Richard, oh, God, Matt, Minister. What he'll do is that he'll show you your future before you get there. He'll show it to you. You just got to be open to it. He'll give you a sneak peek of your future, but he'll tell you at the same time, you ain't ready for it yet. That's what vision is. He'll give you a sneak peek on your future, but he says in order for you to get there, you got to go through. Man, oh, Lord, have mercy. Just picture it now. Picture it. I can't get across the street unless I go through some vehicles, distractions, the horns. I can't go over there. Unless you got supernatural powers, you cannot go through. You got to go through certain things. You just got to. You cannot. You can't. You just got to go through it. You got to go be qualified for what you're about to get. Because here's the thing. If you get on the other side and you achieve those goals, you're not going to be the same person you were when you started. When you started, you were different. But when you get over there, you're going to be much different. Because what happens is God has elevated you. You won't think the same when you cross the... Let me get in here again. Where I want to go next, man. You know what? Let me read the NIV version. Let me read the NIV version here. Let me read it here. Let's go to Psalms 23 in the NIV version. Y'all probably don't have it, but that's okay. I'm going to read it for you. Even though the darkest valley, through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The darkest valley. Now, there's many valleys, but this one describing the type of valley. The darkest, not the lightest, not the one that you're most comfortable with, but your darkest days. Shucks, man. You and I hate these dark days. But I tell you what, you got permission to do what you knew when you come through that. When you go through that, you would have, God says you got license. In other words, I already approved you. If you go through this, you got my approval. You don't even need the credit check. Shucks, man. God says, oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. I don't care what your credit look like. The Lord says, just if you obey my voice, I'll be waiting for you on the other side. You might think that you need to be at an 800 to get this. The Lord says, just go through. I will approve it if you just go through this for me. Oh, no, man. Oh, no, Steve. Yeah, we got a couple of people here who's experiencing some credit issues. And they think that's the end all be all. Like that's going to define you. Not when God is in the midst. I can do all things through Christ. Did it say anything about credit?
No.
Did it say anything about finances?
Yeah.
At least that's not what it said to me. I can do all things through 800 credit score. I can do all things through 850. No, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Let me read the NIV version. What time we have? Amen. Okay, praise God. I got time. Keep going. Somebody said, no, keep going. You feed me. Give me this word, Pastor. Give me this word. Hallelujah. Feed me. Feed me, Seymour, all night long. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. NIV version, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep. I like that one. Sweep over you. Jesus. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Jesus, God Almighty. All he says, all I want to do is purge you. I ain't trying to kill you. Part of us have to go through certain these difficulties to make sure first. How do you think, Don, it comes through some pressure? You got to go through some fire, some pressure, some torching for it to come out on the other side. Man, oh man, God Almighty. I got to read this one last verse before I go. What was that? What was that chapter Evangelist was reading?
34.
There we go. Turn to 34. Psalms 34. We doing all right over there, SG? Okay. All right. Amen. Is Evangelist Chelsea still on? She is. Can she hear?
I can hear
Thumbs
you.
up. Good. I want to make sure she can hear me. Because you're going to be doing 3 a.m. tomorrow, Evangelist. Yeah, can you hear me? Make sure you set your time. Oh, yeah. Yep, set your time.
Glory. Glory be to God.
Instructions, see? Just that quick. Look at this now. Let's read verse 19 together. I think I'm going to seal a deal with this one. If you ain't encouraged by this, I don't know what to tell you. If you're not encouraged by this verse, I don't know what to tell you. I'm punishing the enemy this morning. I'm punishing him real good. I'm punishing him. I'm going to make sure he don't get no credit. No. We're giving the devil too much credit. The devil ain't busy. God is. Jesus. You know what people always talk about when they go through? Man, the devil's busy. No, no, no. I think you just entertaining his busyness. No, my God is busy. We got to watch those things that we keep saying. He ain't busy. You just entertaining it. Oh, shucks, man. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here. Okay, let's read verse 19. Let's read it all together. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord does what? Oh my gosh, it's a horrible choir. Let's get this together here. Okay, let's start this again. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them what? All. All. So if he tells you to go through, why would he leave you there? This is not the time to be still. This is time to go through. And going through are instructions. Because as you go through, you don't have all the instructions right there. But as you start to go through, more instructions will come. You got what I'm saying here. Okay. You want to start a business. You got ideas. But you don't have what you need. The Lord says, just go through. You got all excuses in the world, but you still standing still. See, people who be still is lazy when you ain't taking the right instructions. No, you lazy. That's why you ain't where you need to be. Slowfulness. Oh, God, let me go. Go through. Stop standing still. Just go through. Follow me, man. I'm in a different space right here because I've been through some stuff. Go through. Like the Lord is leaving you, watching you from all that foolishness, from all that crybabying, from all that belly aching. Go through. Follow the Lord's instructions. The Lord says, go through. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, God, man, look. Oh, shucks. I'm going to get in trouble. Your prayers is bigger than you're going through. You got more words than action. You spewing out a lot of words, but there's no movement. There's no execution. You got a lot to say, but you ain't moving and you're not moving. And if you're moving, are you moving in the path that God already prepared for you? Because we can move. Listen, let me tell you something. Just like he told the psalmist in Isaiah 48, 19. Doesn't want to do a new thing. He says, I'm creator, creates it. Then he's wanting you now to go through it because you already created a pathway for you and I to go through. Now, it's a difference if there's some of you still walking in places you ain't got no pathway. Oh, my God. You scaring me. You telling me there's no pathway. There's no provision, but you're still willing to go through. You got to know something ain't right with that picture. But here's a pathway for you, and you don't want to go through that. Does that make any sense what I'm trying to say? Why would I go through a wilderness if there's a road for me to walk through? That's what I'm trying to say. But some people take the approach, I'm going to do it just the hard way. I'm going to go through the wilderness. By the time you get to your blessing, you're going to be all beat up. You ain't never, you're not even going to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor because you did it your way. I want to do it Yahweh. Oh, Lord, stand to your feet, man. I think I'm done here.
Amen.
Oh, man, man. Oh, man. I'm blessed, man. You know what? I'm blessed because I'm getting blessed like you are. Did you think pastor's not receiving? I'm giving it, but I'm receiving it for myself because I understand what God want to do through us. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You ain't going to have everything you need. But if you go through, because I can do all things. Some of you talking about, I don't know how to pray. You can pray, go through him and pray. Because he told you, if you're going to ask God for anything, you got to do it through me. Yeah. Right? Didn't he say that? It's through my name. I think we're making, it's a very simplistic way for us to go through. We're making it difficult. We got some wilderness mindsets here. You still want to stay in the wilderness. The Lord says, I already created a road. Why are you over there? The people who want to stay in the wilderness, they don't want to go where you are. Let them stay there, but just don't come asking me for anything. Because you want to stay in your wilderness. You trying to reap off my harvest because I obeyed the voice of the Lord. So you trying to attach yourself to my prosperity because you want to be disobedient and stay in the wilderness. Why do you think they was in the wilderness as long as they were? They could have got out of there in 11 days, but he extended it for 40 years. Some of you, that yet. I'm not staying here. I made up in my mind I'm going through. Are you coming with me though? We all got to practice, but I got to go through this. I have to do it for myself, but that doesn't mean I can have coaches and cheerleaders on the side. Everybody needs some of that.
Yeah.
For me, my going through was at home.
Yeah.
August 20th, which is would be my considered anniversary, 2003, when the Lord called me into ministry. I was saved at home. Five in the evening in a depressing mindset, not knowing who I was or what was my purpose. That was my altar. But here's an altar right here for you. Everybody got their own altar. Everybody's altar is not the same, but everybody got different altars. But you got to go through this altar to get where you need to in him. Some people went to the altar, but then they turned back after the altar experience. Because maybe you wasn't convinced enough. And sometimes you have to revisit the altar, even though you came to the altar for your initial contact. Sometimes. The altar can come off as being embarrassing because everybody get to see what you're going through, what you're going through. But I'm not going to stay here and pretend that I'm through, go through so your body will see what you're going through on purpose. Because then it'll give you a good idea what they think of you. Then you can determine the outcome of who's with you or who's not. Who's for you and who's not. But I'm going to go through this And God says, I'm going to let people laugh. I'm going to let them. I'm going to let them. Because when I take you on the other side, it's going to be so rewarding. They're going to be too ashamed to ask you. Lord knows, some people are just so stupid, they're going to have the nerve to ask you anyway. Because they're just stupid like that. What is it going to take for you to go through? I'm going to tell some of you, right? Some of you still can't even stay where you are. You're still going to go through it. Go through it. Go through it. Go through it. What is your going through means, though? Everybody got their own going through. What does that mean for you, though? What do I need to do, Holy One, to go through what you already prepared for me? Am I going to be stubborn? Am I going to act out, talk foolish, speak ill will about people, say things I ain't got no business saying, sinning behind closed doors? Then you don't deserve to be on this gospel. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Because Jesus already did what he needed to do. Why you haven't done what you have to do? He already made the provisions. He already died. He already bled. Already rose. Next time he there. And when he comes, he's looking for a glorious church. A church without spot or wrinkle. Oh man, God Almighty. Everybody got their knees, their heads bowed. Eyes closed for a moment. We got some people on Zoom, even right now. I'm not sure if you're a first-time visitor or not. Maybe this is your first time hearing the gospel in this way. I just hate to tell you, as most preachers want to lie to you and tell you, you don't have to go through. You can just slap some oil. You can give money and do this. You can't pay your way out of this. I mean, you got to go through. Go through the process. If the Lord is pricking your heart in any kind of way, I'm going to give you a little hint. He's speaking to you. If he's pricking your heart any kind of way, if he's tell you how the Holy Spirit will touch your heart, that means he's speaking to you. I don't have to convince you. Just don't obey. Just don't disobey. Coming to this altar is your part of your deliverance. Just go through. What is it going to take for you to do? Do you have enough courage to come through? You're going to go through it anyway. You might as well make it smoother. Amen. I'm going to close my eyes too. Anybody want to come to Jesus for the first time? Those of you on Zoom, you came to Christ, but you still don't know how to go through. Come. Go through. Ah, God Almighty. Some people battling some stuff in their mind. They're trying to rationalize it. They're trying to figure it out. The Lord says, you're not going to ever figure this. You come through. Go through. Go through. Go through. It's a shadow of death, but go through. Go through. You know what, something about the altar, man? You either can come walking to the altar or somebody's going to roll you down. One way or the other, you still got to come through. So how do you think you're going to bypass that? I can either walk to the altar, somebody's going to walk me through, meaning pallbearers, just in case you don't understand. You're still going to come to this altar. The difference is, if you come to this altar and somebody rolling you, it's too late. But if you walk, there's a chance for you. Nicely put, isn't it? I'm gonna give you some time. Anybody who wanna give their life to Jesus, stick your thumbs up. We got some people waiting to pray with you. We're gonna pray with you. We got time. We're not going to rush the altar. This is going to seal a deal. For any business transaction, This seals the deal. I would not leave here incomplete, lacking nothing. Anybody want to come to Jesus? Just come on now. Anybody want prayer and just say, yeah, I'm going to ask you. I'm like, you coming for prayer, but what is it? What is it that the Lord is speaking to you about? Because your pastor ain't going to let you just like that. I'm going to hold you accountable, making sure you God is getting the best version out of you. You talk about baptism. Ain't no need going down as a wet duck come up the same way.